get here? Huh?
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. This is How Did I Get Here, where we live our best lives on the internet and come out on the other side knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. It's me, Alexa. That's a J. And Sam Kim, our dear friend, what does that mean that I just said? What does it mean to you?
You know what? To be completely honest with you, I was not listening to a thing you said.
That's okay. I'm used to that.
Okay. Whoa.
Welcome.
Come on now. No, I couldn't understand the part, the intro, where we talk about things and then we come out not much smarter or a little bit more smarter.
So you come out with information. But you come out with useless information.
Oh, useless information.
Yeah.
Boys, well, before we continue, make sure to follow this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, check us out on youtube.com/divepods for full episodes. Today's topic is, when do we officially become adults?
Oh, boy.
Today's topic was an inspired suggestion from one of our Patreon divers, Nelly B. If y'all want to submit a topic for us, consider joining the Dive Studios Patreon. Thank you.
When do we become adults?
When the government says so.
True. Facts. When you pay taxes.
You pay taxes.
When you finally pay rent. When you have to fix your own light bulbs in the bathroom. When you go to IKEA and look at a doorknob and say, damn, that's a nice doorknob.
Oh no, it's just like grandpa level. Maybe not adult, but becoming a grandpa.
No, that's adult.
No,
it's
like, that's
adult.
I think that's
adult. Nice north.
That is a damn nice. The curvature and the radius of it is
the
just…
The radius.
Oh my goodness. Doorknob. That is a good brass doorknob.
Yeah, the grip just feels just right. Just turn it. Yeah. I think that's when you become an adult.
According to Wikipedia,
great transition.
The age of majority is the threshold of adulthood as recognized or declared in law. It is the moment when minors cease to be considered such and assume legal control over their persons, actions, and decisions, thus terminating the control and legal responsibilities of their parents or guardian figure. Most countries set the majority age at 18, but some jurisdictions have a higher age and others lower. The word majority here refers to having greater years and being of full age as opposed to minority, the state of being a minor. You don't say. The law in a given jurisdiction may not actually use the term age of majority. The term typically refers to a collection of laws bestowing the status of adulthood. Yes.
What'd you say?
When you're 18, you're an adult. Sometimes when you're younger, you're an adult. Yay.
Okay. Okay. There we go. Okay. 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 I see. So it's per predicament. Mm-hmm. When did you become an adult?
I mean, Oklahoma, the state, it's 18. Mm-hmm. So 18.
No, but when did you become an adult? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Every day I still have no idea. I'm 25 and I have no idea if I'm an adult. So…
You know, someone very influential once said, Chiyona, I still feel like a kid, but I'm almost 30. G-Dragon.
Oh, shout out to IU.
Shout out to IU, GD.
Palette. It's a good song.
Dope song. Yeah. But I relate to that. I still feel like a kid. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I'm just here.
Mm-hmm. Existing.
What about you? You're actually a kid. Like, what do you feel like?
Well, as a 13-year-old, I can say that.
Right.
I don't know. So yeah, it's actually, this is like the main thing that I'm pondering lately. Mm. It's like, you know, I still feel like a kid. I still feel like that 16, 17-year-old back in Seattle, just posting YouTube covers and playing guitar for fun. But no, this is like reality now. I think. Like lately, it's just, you know how as you grow older, you have more responsibilities and you have more people that rely and depend on you. I think just when you are capable of matching those standards, matching deadlines is when you officially become an adult. And so like after years of failing and not being able to match standards and meet deadlines, I think lately I've been… trying to like keep track of that. So I don't know. I would say when other adults can depend on you, you become an adult maybe.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good outlook on that.
You know, this is like the this is like the complete comedic trio. It's like the adult idiot, and then like the chaotic controller medium, and then the smart child.
What are you?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Lion King, my firstborn. With the umbilical cord intact.
Damn. I actually agree with that. I don't know. I feel like I became an adult when I realized that I have to take care of myself. And I feel like that was really early on. And I didn't want to ever rely on my parents. Because like, especially in high school, my parents tried to figure out a lot of stuff for me. And then, you know, a lot of times it's always for me. And they worked for me. But a lot of the times it didn't work out the way it was supposed to. And it actually turned things a little bit more sour, if anything. So I kind of realized maybe during my high school and like middle school years that I have to do things on my own. And I hated getting my parents involved. I don't think I ever grew up. And I still feel like I'm still in that like experimental developmental stage. Because I still hate taking out the trash. I had to change a light bulb. That was the end of the world for me. I was just… I was on Google like…
But you're
am I looking for?
Huh? You're tall enough too.
It's looking for the listen, model. Dude, who the f
is important for me?
You look at that. You look at that light bulb and you're like, oh, that's an M700 light bulb. So I'm going to order that. Like
400 lumens.
Exactly.
LED.
Like, dude, I'm like, how do you find light bulbs? And that was like an existential crisis for me.
I would just go to Walmart, but we don't got Walmart.
We don't got Walmart.
We don't have no
Walmart. E-Mart here, dude.
We got E-Mart.
Daiso. Okay, well, how old are you when you really become an adult? A British research team called 30-year-olds adult. So you're almost an adult.
Adult.
While there are many ways to define adult, the British brain neuroscientists have published a study showing that most people are not fully adult before they are in their 30s. It is hard to say that the brain affects human behavior over the years as an adult has changed, so it is hard to say that it has grown completely. Let's see. Some people, even at the age of 18, neural networking works to continue. Disconnects unwanted connections in the brain and connecting what is necessary. Oh, researchers also added there are relatively many symptoms of schizophrenia in mid to late teens and early 20s, and that this problem greatly decreases when the brain organizes internal circuits and enters maturity. So maybe, like, if you're forced to be an adult in early age, maybe that's something that is possible.
Yeah. Schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you want to look at this one next?
Let me see. What is an adult? Psychology Today states that the most… Let me see. The most recent
incantation?
Is that right? Incantation of this debate appeared in the mid-1990s when Jeffrey Amet took interest in this question and started talking to 20-somethings about their experiences.
Oh, shoot.
So, yeah, accordingly, an adult is someone who accepts responsibility, makes independent decisions, and becomes financially independent. Okay. In one corner, we have Amet. He interviewed 300 18 to 29-year-olds to ask them about their lives and whether or not they feel like adolescents or adults. He concluded that there is a new stage of life between these two, and he named that emerging adulthood.
Emerging adulthood.
Yeah, so I think I'm like right there, like on the cusp of being an adult, maybe like emerging adulthood.
Right.
That's a good way to put it.
Becoming more mentally aware of the necessities and how to live right.
Yeah. I loved what you said about like self-care too. I think that's a huge process of a really important stage in this process because like, yeah, a lot of people can depend on you, but how the hell are you going to, you know, give anybody if you can't? Yeah, if you're not strong enough to get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
True.
Yeah. If you can't take care of yourself and it's difficult enough to just get out the house, you're not going to be able to take care of your parents and stuff like that. So,
would you say you're good at self-care?
We're learning. We're getting there. Yeah, I think we all are. Self-care, man. It's hard. It's not just about making your bed in the morning and taking cold showers and you know, drinking 8 glasses of water a day. It's it's about, well, what I feel is it's about accepting yourself.
Mm.
Like, to put it in the most cliche and vague way possible. But
no, I agree. Like, the physical stuff is easy. Pay your taxes, get an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your money, financial advisor. There's an answer for everything physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make your bed in the morning, make your goddamn bed in the morning. What are you doing? You know, get up in the morning, whatever. But I feel like the psychological warfare is a lot harder than the physical warfare.
Oh yeah.
You're dealing with yourself. You're struggling with yourself. And it's not really about making the bed anymore. It's about, what's the point of making this bed? It's going to get dirty again. I'm just going to go to sleep. And this ideology that some people try to cling on to for as long as possible ends up screwing them over. And it's like, how fast can you get over that? Maybe that's adulthood.
That's another big one too. Okay. Yeah.
I have no idea what I just said, but it's not as smart as hell.
It was coherent. Yeah. So
coherent?
Is it coherent?
Coherent? Oh, coherent. I got your…
Wait a minute.
She always gets me on this and I got you today.
Ooh. Coherent.
Is it coherent?
It's coherent.
I'm going to start pronouncing it coherent now.
Coherent.
Yeah, there we go.
She said coherent.
Because something is decoherent. It's like… decoherence, whatever. That was my last album name. Anyways.
Oh, really?
Decoherence.
Decoherence? What does that mean?
It's a physics term that I'm not going to explain because I don't understand it.
Have you heard of negentropy?
Stand day six.
Me neither. Negentropy. And entropy. And let's see, what was the first one? Gravity. No, yeah. It was just entropy and negentropy. I had no idea what entropy is. You know what entropy is?
I don't know.
It's chaos. It's just chaos.
Oh.
Atrophy.
Atrophy is the opposite of that?
No. Atrophy
is when things get broken down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like muscle atrophy.
Okay.
Yeah. And then negentropy is supposedly when things break down for the better, or is it when they come apart for the better? It's the opposite.
Detaches. Pangea.
What's Pangea? Is that makeup brand?
Something like that.
We all went to school, right?
What? No.
It's like this awesome drink at Starbucks.
Screw you, dude. Wait, what? It was Pangea.
When all the continents used to be together.
Oh, and then they came apart? We call that Pangea? Oh, I thought that was called the Big Bang and then everything just…
Oh, that was like way before that.
Oh,
the
okay.
Big Bang was like a few months before that.
Oh, so
like
there
that.
Were like American dinosaurs and there were like Korean dinosaurs? No, but like, you know what I mean? Like there's like American dinosaurs. Rar. Never mind.
XD?
XD.
No. Yeah.
No.
Rar XD.
Oh God, not that coming
questions,
back.
Questions, please. Please, questions.
Okay, when do you feel you're not mature enough to be an adult? When you're do you not? Think you're not?
I don't think you decide that for yourself. I think it's something that other people decide for you. Your surrounding audience or whoever you have in your circle. I've noticed a lot of my younger friends. And then I would call them once in a while. We would talk once in a while. And then they would seem a lot more mature than a year ago when I talked to them.
Mm.
They would seem like a lot more level-headed. I don't know if they're trying to act more level-headed because they're older now. But it felt to me like it was genuine increase of like maturity.
Mm.
So I feel like maybe it's an observation that people make for you. You don't decide for yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to have a kid one day, right? So like I want to raise a family, but in I guess when you know sometimes it's hard for me to get out of bed or you know changing a light bulb it takes like a week and cooking for myself sometimes is difficult too, even though I love to do it, you know, it's things like that that's like, oh, I need to work on this still.
Mm.
So you know, but yeah, sometimes, but there are times when I'm like, ooh, am I adulting right now, you know?
Ooh.
Looking out for doorknobs and stuff. It's like choosing this one and interior designing.
Dude, it's important.
It is important.
Yeah.
Or when I'm like bouncing the stems from a music project. You know what I mean? You record like a…
Yeah, make a
demo and then you do the whole, you know, thingy. And then you send it off into an email.
That's
a good feeling too.
I think it's the moment you bounce it all to an MP3 or whatever. And then you listen back to it.
Yeah.
Make sure it's good. You're like 1 minute, 2 minute. It's all good. And then you listen to it. You're like, damn, that's… fucking killed
we
this
did
one.
Something today.
I killed this one. Yeah,
you just like email it. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of the music files and everything, we're going to take a little song break. And the song's going to be…
Is it going to be another one of my songs?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Then we're going to listen to… We're going to listen to… Let me think. I'm buffering. We're going to listen to… We're going to listen to… It's You by Sam Kim featuring Zico.
Hello, 오늘 뭐 했는지 물어봐. 깜깜한 밤에 같이 걸으며 좀 떠들다가 내 손 잡아 달래. 주워 안아 달래. I don't know anymore. I don't know. 고민하게 되네. 나 혼자서만 이 생각할까. 가끔 인트인지 나를 갖고 노는 건지 초중에 뭘까. 나도 잘 모르네. 애를 쓰고 있네. Cause of you. Baby, can you tell me it's okay? 낮에는 이랬다, 밤에는 저랬다. 깰 수 없는 너라는 게임. 그때도 나를 좋아했다 했잖아. 새벽에 연락한 거는 또 뭐야? We'll get back to the start. Oh, what should I do? Is that an is a thing? I'm a new 표현이 서투른 마음씨. 농숙함은 고백도 그냥 계속 작아차. 하트 그려봤잖아. 굴고 굴도 보는 거쳐야 돼. 고통스러워 더 그런 시계 쓰라리면 기분 좋아. Don't miss this chance. 빨리 가봐 잘 되면 핫톡.
Wonderful song. I can't speak today. Wonderful song.
Wonderful.
I wanna know.
Okay, well, now it's time for a little bit of a question break. This comes from Moon Era. And they're asking, what is the best thing you like about yourself? Oh, difficult question.
I think one thing that I like about myself is… I do lack this sometimes, but most of the time I think I am very self-aware. Self-aware enough to empathize with people and take control of a situation. And also control like my emotions and stuff. I slip up sometimes, but I think it's a good feature.
That's actually a really important skill to have, to be able to be critical about yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of people lack that. And because of the lack of ability to understand who you are and what you do and what your actions are, the lack of empathy towards others is laughable sometimes even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you're self-aware, then you realize that, yo, I shouldn't be tossing stones because I probably do the same shit all the time. Right? Mm-hmm. Super muy importante.
Okay.
Español. How about you?
Me? I think the thing I like about myself is my ability to love others. Possibly more than myself. That's not always a good thing. Mm. But I don't know. That's something I value. Yeah. Question mark.
No, that's important. But that's important. Being able to give love is almost as important as being able to love yourself. Mm-hmm. But I still hold to the fact that being able to love yourself might be just a little bit more important. Everyone got something to work on.
Yep.
So, I mean, but yeah, being able to love others, super, super important trait. Some people only know how to love themselves.
True. What do you love about yourself, Jay?
Me? Yes. I'm not a quitter.
Okay.
I think that's what I like about myself. I'm not a quitter. And if I ever do quit something, it's because there was no hope.
No hope.
It was hopeless.
Okay. 빠른 인정.
빠른 인정. 그거는 not quitting. 그거는 인정.
Yeah.
상황 파악.
Gotta let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I'm not a quitter. I like that.
Okay. The second and final question says, what kind of person do you want to be to others? We're getting deep today, lads. Okay.
What was the question?
What kind of person do you want to be to others? Like, how do you want people to see you?
My life goal, everything about my life has been driven by one thing. Well, two things. One is anger. And two is the want for love and attention from others, right? The attention part is kind of whatever now. But like the love, I want to be loved and respected by other people. Mm. And I think that's why I've worked or I've been trying to work harder on my music and show who I am as a musician and as a person because I want to be respected. Mm. And I'm sick of being the guy that's like, oh, that's the guy from day six on YouTube that goes, ha 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 ha. You know, but like, I'm here and I've been writing music, but no one knows that. And I'm just like, oh, where the respect at? Mm-hmm. I feel like Birdman. You know what I mean? You know what Birdman is?
I was going to ask you.
Put some respect on my name, you know?
Oh, I know that phrase though.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Birdman sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, very similar to that actually. When it comes to, you know, how I want to present myself in front of others, I think I can relate to with Alex a lot in terms of giving too much. And yeah, that's something I realized about myself recently. But I don't know, this is just like a random thought that I had a couple of days ago, but oh no, we're not gonna get that deep.
Okay.
But yeah, I always wanted to be the dependable guy who and a shoulder to lean on, like, you know, the nice guy. But I also want to be respected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find that balance lately. It's tough.
That's interesting because when it went down for me, you called me and you were like, "Are you good?" I just wanted to check, and I was like. People just call to check on people? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think that existed. And you too. Mm-hmm. You guys are both very dependable people. I think you guys are doing great jobs.
Thanks.
I respect that. Thank you. Thanks.
Of course.
Real people. All right.
Yeah. Oh, my answer. Kind of. It's negative connotation wording, but there's a positive meaning behind it. My end goal is just to be someone that's never a burden to others. That's just the kind of person I aspire to be.
So. Self-reliant and not… Don't want to be a heavy backpack for others.
I can relate to that very much, but another way of thinking of it is, you know how when somebody leans on you mm-hmm. and you get that feeling of you're taking care of somebody, mm-hmm. that feels good, right?
Right.
Why don't you give that feeling to others? That's something. Yeah, it's
God
it's,
damn, that was smart.
It's kind of
depending on others.
It's hard. It's hard, but it's kind of how I'm trying to think of it.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. That's smart. I bottle up my emotions and then they.
Yeah, man.
Let me work on that real quick. So you know the physics of leaning on other people? If one person is leaning, then both are in kind of like an uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. But if they're leaning on each other,
right,
then it becomes a very comfortable situation for both. Right?
Mm-hmm. True.
No energy. It's just gravity doing its work.
Mm-hmm.
If you can find someone, a friend, a significant other, a loved one to be able to lean on each other with, then I feel like you find that balance. Mm. Maybe that's what a soulmate is. Maybe that's what we're searching for. Anyway, but yeah.
Okay. On that wonderful, fantastic, splendid note, I think it's time to unfortunately wrap up today's episode. So make sure you send in questions to #Hadig and let us know what our next big topic should be. Maybe soulmates? I don't know. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter @TheDiveStudios. Also YouTube.com/DiveStudios or YouTube.com/DivePods for full-length episodes. Make sure to follow and leave a review for this podcast. And yeah, make sure you check out Sam Kim. Keep up with him and follow everything he does. Yeah. Bye.
How did I get here? With Jay.